You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, we got Gizmo in the house.
Hey. How are you?
We're going to be doing a card trick, so should they bring out a deck of cards?
If you've got some cards at home, grab them and get them ready.
Grab a deck of cards, people. Gizmo's going to do a, what do we call this, an electronic
demonstration.
Magic
it's trick? It's a demonstration of creativity.
Okay, we'll go with that. But, got a text here. I honestly don't think visitors from outside of Green Bay have an idea what Booyah is. Maybe you guys could explain it.
I think the two of you are... Well, we're all three of us are working it, but
yeah, there's a history to it that I've heard that someone down in somewhere southern Wisconsin, I was interviewing someone in the 30s or way back, and they said, "What are you making there?" And the guy had such a thick accent, he meant to say bullion, but he said booyah.
And it was actually in the Green Bay Press Gazette, and it was 1913 or 1914.
There you go.
And it was at the parish was the Finger Road Parish. And they had such a thick accent that it said bouillon, and they wrote booyah.
Booyah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And actually...
What nationality? Belgian?
I think it's Belgian.
Isn't that great? I did not know it, but it's pretty cool. Like, one of the places that now, actually, we've had the people on the show, it's an entertainment thing. The old, what's it? The Martyrs Church, right across from...
That's what he's talking about.
Finger Road.
Right. Yeah. But across from... Pearly Gates.
Right. Yeah, Pearly Gates. That's where it is.
Yeah,
that's where it started.
But that's the cool thing. When I was there one time for their church picnic back when it was a church, and I said, what's this little shed?
Oh, that's
what
it's for.
When they built the church, they built a booyah shed with the church.
I actually did a show about that called Booyah. I did.
Really?
I wrote a show about it. Got all the history. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that is quite the heritage.
I think this event is going to attract out-of-towners.
I do, too.
Because Frank and I were yesterday working tours to the Northland. Some people came by from Canton, Ohio, and it's their grandfather, the boys, but they're...
Yep.
And he put together this is what you got to do while you're in Green Bay, and he had that on the list.
He did.
So
nice.
That's pretty cool.
Having booyah?
Huh?
Eating booyah?
No, going to the booyah contest. And Frank, that's more than just... You guys, that's more than just a booyah. They got a polka band?
Oh, they got a polka band? It's $6 to get in. You get free booyah?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
And they're having a Kringle contest.
Oh, that's Kringle, too. That's right.
Yeah. So there's a lot of food, a lot of entertainment. I'm going to do the chicken dance, and I'm going to dance the beer barrel polka.
Nice.
I learned it.
So something I grew up eating was snapping turtle booyah.
Ooh.
You ever hear that?
Shut up. You serious?
Honest to God, I've cleaned many snapping turtles in my life.
Come on. Yuck.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
There was a barrel up north at a tavern.
Were you joking about this?
No, I swear to God. People would dump them in there.
If we had a line of 1,000 people and said, which one of these has gutted a bunch of snapping turtles.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I've cleaned many of them. It's bizarre. My dad and his dad, it was kind of this tradition. They would throw turtle meat in with the booyah. And if ever anything tastes like chicken, it's turtle. Because you could mix it in and nobody would notice. People would be like, this is great booyah. Did you recognize the turtle in there? There's turtle in here? Yeah.
They're so gross. I wouldn't even want to eat them. They're so gross.
Amphibian or something?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It was a weird thing, but it was something we did. And, you know, we'd have friends come up and they're like, what's your dad doing over there? He's cleaning a turtle. Oh, my God. You know, and sometimes they'd have eggs in them and then they'd be like little ping pong balls.
Okay, don't scare people away. Our booyah is made by Steve Lissay, who is
turtle free.
He told us he's like 4-0 in these contests.
And
he made a batch on Sunday. He said it's the best, which,
that's awesome.
You know, it doesn't surprise
me. What's the
over-under
on that, Jim?
I like the guy.
Yeah.
I we've talked to him a couple times. He's been at the shelter. These are all nonprofits, by the way, that are competing. So that's cool. And we need an attraction to get people in our booth. So that's why we...
Yeah, I'm going to be there doing some magic, walking around, luring people in.
I don't care. I want to go back
to this turtle thing.
Where would he find snapping turtles?
That's what I'm saying.
Do you know what I mean?
There was a bar up north that was designated as a turtle barrel, and people would, if you'd see one running across the road, people would pick them up and bring them to this bar and throw them in this barrel. So we'd go up for 4th of July weekend. We'd stay for a week.
What town is this?
Lakewood, Wisconsin. Okay. We'd stay up for a week. We'd go to this tavern, and the first thing we'd do is go to the back. And my dad, we'd look in the barrel, and I'd be like, all right, there's some turtles in there, 3, 4, 5 of them sometimes. We'd bring them back to the cabin, Dad would tip the barrel over. My brother and I would hold both ends. One of us would poke them with a stick, and then they bite it, and then the other would grab the tail, and then my dad would start cleaning it. I won't get into the details, but
I've never held you in higher esteem than I'm holding you. Because yeah. I'm going to be honest with you, I got a fear of snapping turtles.
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember one time I was fishing, and you know what's so funny? It was up in Mountain.
Okay.
The town of Mountain, which is right by Lakewood.
Yep.
And I'm walking down the stream, and I thought, oh, there's a turtle shell. Okay, in the mud. And I started digging it out, and it was a snapping turtle. I didn't know they like lived in the under.
Oh, yeah, they buried
And he
good.
Came up at me. Remember I told you about that rattlesnake that snapped at me?
Yes.
That you still think you would have wished he bit me in the face? That's the way the snapping turtle. So
they
I
are,
had a
they have
fear
a long
of
neck.
Them.
They can bite from a long ways. You have to be careful. And they
One
have
of
a-
our texters just texted in, a lot of out-of-towners. Not that was the one before that. A lot of out-of-towners don't know what booyah is. Why don't you explain it?
Oh.
When I just got this.
We're not doing that. We're not doing that.
My dad loved turtle soup. Used to drop them off at Frog Station for them to make soup with.
There you go.
Todd. Right.
We were not alone, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah. They're protected now, I believe. You can't.
You know what?
With snapping turtles.
You cast the first stone that hasn't killed something that's protected, right?
I'm just saying.
We've all done it.
But yeah,
right, Franco.
Yeah, you know it. You know, so I think the key to booyah, though, any booyah is oxtail. Is the beef?
That is true.
It is the beef that you put, because it's basically, you know, you think of like a chicken vegetable soup, but it's the oxtail and the beef booyah, and that's probably what the turtle does.
Gives it a little chicken. Yeah.
You know that is the
they
key
don't
to
really
booyah.
Disclose their recipes though.
They do not. They do not disclose their recipes.
Even when I talked to Steve, he's like, "Yeah, I said, do you want me to get the ingredients?" He goes, "I'll take care of it."
It's basically, you know, it's a good vegetable. It's a good amount of, you know, something salty.
But it's the whole kettle thing. Like, he was cooking last night.
Yeah.
So.
We were just talking about oxtail, weren't we?
I think that's what it was, though. So
well, when we had our turtle booyah, we mixed in chicken because they would make it in, like, this 20-gallon thing, you know, over the fire and just stir it up. So that it was mixed in. And whenever people would eat it, they were like, I can't tell which is turtle and which is chicken, you know, so. Because people always talk about there's 7 kinds of meat in a turtle.
Okay,
I gotta ask,
how did you
that.
Kill the snapping turtles?
You had to cut its head off, and then they are full of nerves. I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable
they
here,
don't
but they're
die.
They
too
full.
Late. Too late, Gizmo.
Yeah,
late.
Way too late.
They are like a chicken times a thousand, man. You cut their head off, and they move for hours.
Like a snake.
Hours.
Same thing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Got a text there, Todd. Did you put that up? Reggie from Caribbean Taste makes oxtail.
Remember, I was telling you, he makes it. Good stuff.
And his that's right. We were talking to him about oxtail. His food truck is parked with Badger State. If you go to the draft, you got to stop. I talked to him last night.
Yeah.
And he's got like some of the, you know, brats, burgers. That's always fun to eat, cheese curds. That's great stuff. You got to have that one day. But another day, you got to try something a little bit different. That's where you want to go.
I've had emu burgers before. They had them out at UWGB one year. They were doing, you know, they used that festival out there, the summer
emu,
festival.
The insurance bird?
Yeah.
It's like an ostrich?
Yeah. Really? Yeah. It's a red meat. It was just like a hamburger, man. It was just delicious. Yeah. I was like, I'll try one. Okay. I'll try anything, man.
I'm so fascinated that you would kill snapping turtles and eat them.
My dad did, but yeah, it was a thing. It was very common. Everybody, what it was is then we'd bring batches of it to the bar, and then everybody that contributed would get a bowl to take home or try it or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. It's just amazing.
Didn't
know
we ate those.
It's a weird story. I've got pictures too, man.
Frank,
it's crazy.
Your next theme?
My next theme is turtle.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I collected turtle shells when I was a kid. So,
seriously?
Yeah.
Did you sell the shells then? Because that would be cool.
Yeah. They're pretty cool, those big snapping turtles, big shells.
People would make
them
into ashtrays.
Where would you collect them from?
You'd find them on the road, like dead turtles.
Yeah. Right.
You know, or on the side. They're very rare. I mean, just like a deer horn. You'd find a deer horn out in the woods. Yeah. I'd find a turtle
Something
shell.
Something had to have eaten all of it.
Yeah, eaten all of it. Yes.
Okay.
Lick the shell clean.
All right, Frank, let's change subject. Talk a little bit about what you got going on, brother.
Hey, my brand new show, Brent the Musical, opens up May 7th through the 10th. Dinner Theater's back in Green Bay with Let Me Be Franks. It's going to be at the backstage of the Meyer. I can only hit 150 folks a night. There's 5 great shows. It's a musical about Brett Favre called Brent the Musical. We can't say that. I don't want to get sued. But it's a great story about a man who can't make up his mind, all the great characters, songs from the 70s, and a lot of the music I actually wrote in this show. And it's dinner and a show. $60, MeyerTheater.org, TicketStarOnline.com. Come and see. It's a great event after the draft because we talk a lot. It's a softball-themed show, but it's all football references in the show. And
what's the dinner?
The dinner's an Italian buffet.
Really?
Yeah, you, Johnny, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to do lasagna. We're going to have some fettuccine. We're going to have a salad. And you get dessert also. Yeah.
Nice little Chianti.
Yeah.
Nice.
John's wheels are turning.
Yeah, right. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Hello, Clarice.
Hello.
So come on out. Join Dinner Theater once again with Frank's Dinner Theater. That's where we started 27 years ago at the Sports Corner. We're bringing it back.
And then what are you doing today?
Today, I am Curly Lamb, and I'm going to be the MC of the Booyah Bash or Booyah Contest downtown Green Bay, 10 to 1 p.m., along with Mayor Jim Schmidt down there. We got, I believe, 12 Booyah 12. Booths.
And they're all nonprofits.
Okay. All nonprofits.
Okay, can I just say one thing? Yeah. I hope he doesn't win, even though his cook is one of my greatest friends in the world.
Okay.
He's cheating.
How?
Because normally you'd be like, oh, I'm going to cook the booyah myself. He's bringing in a ringer.
No, ringer! You got a ringer!
I was going to bring in a guy from the community shelter, Ezra, who's, you like Ezra.
Yeah,
he's a good cook. But they said you got to bring in this guy. So, yeah. Well, they had to bring in a chef. So we
want
to
win,
Steve.
Man.
We do. We want to win. And then after that, at 2 o'clock, are you going to that?
I'm not. I got my son is Shrek and Shrek the Musical in the Brilliant High School tonight.
Cool.
So
that's
I'm going to go home and take a nap, and then I'm going to go see him, his premiere as Shrek. He's fantastic.
So this afternoon, on McCarthy Way, there's a super sports fan tailgate party. And it's people, like last night, you saw the people there from all the teams dressed up.
Yep.
They're all going to this thing, and a lot of Packer fans as well.
Cool.
That's from 2 to 5. Then I'm going home and taking a nap till Saturday.
You've been going, both you boys.
I know.
Been going.
So, yeah. But anyway, it's like you said, you got to, let's lean into this thing right now. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Like I got that event at Heritage Hill.
Right. That's it.
For the one NFL draft.
All kinds of stuff going on. So now, do we have time for a magic trick here?
Yeah,
we're
going to get rid of Franco because he's got to go take a nap.
He's going to go work.
Yeah, I got to go brush my teeth and get ready for the
Thanks for being here, Frank.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate you getting me on. Thanks, guys.
I give you credit, man. Burn the candle at both ends there, huh?
Always what I do.
Wow, you're not young anymore. Did you know that?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Am I?
You've lost weight.
Actually, you know what? You're talking about the oxtail thing?
Yeah.
I tried ordering a thing, the ox tallow.
For skin, I got it.
You got some.
Dude,
bring me some.
Here's the deal. It works. It actually works. And it doesn't smell like lard.
Right.
It smells pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring me some.
Got some.
Oh, thanks, Jimmy.
That's exactly what we want. We want Mino smelling pretty.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, man, that's so
good
cool.
Good seeing you, Frank.
Yeah. Gizmo, how are you doing?
Good, man. I am doing so good. Now,
folks, if you're listening at home.
Grab your cards.
Grab a deck of cards.
Yeah.
Trust me. You will be amazed.
Got 2 minutes, Gizmo? You want to start it now? Or when we come back?
You know what?
Let's come back. That'll give people time to grab their cards, right?
Okay. Grab a deck of cards, people.
Gizmo, what else you got going on? What's going on at Evergreen?
There's so much going on. Now, I did notice that you had Michael Ayango on here last week. He was talking about all the stuff going on with Evergreen, so I kind of don't have to cover too much of that.
Well, no, it's okay to...
It's okay. Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's some great stuff coming up. The Vultures is coming up. That's who he was here for.
Yes.
And then there's a kid's show, Briar Rose, which is the story of Sleeping Beauty. I'm helping with that set. It's a really cool.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Thursday through Sunday from 9 to 5. Even players from the green and gold have hit the fields at Commando. Now it's your turn. You don't need experience, just bring your sense of adventure. Located just minutes north of Green Bay, Commando Paintball features massive outdoor fields and nonstop action. Full rental packages are available. Grab your friends and jump in. Learn more at CommandoPaintballSports.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Color TV.
good-looking Friday morning. NFL draft, of course, round number 2 coming up today. And we got Gizmo in the house. Now, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not even joking about this. If you have a deck of cards, Gizmo is going to do a trick over the airways.
This will be fun.
That will amaze you.
Yep. Go ahead, Gizmo.
All right. All you have to do is follow the directions and the magic will happen in front of you. I need you to make 2 piles of cards. And I've done something similar to this. This is a different version of a similar trick. But here we go. So make 2 piles of cards. But actually, look at that one. It's got your name on it, John. Let me grab those cards back from you. Actually, I gave you the wrong deck. Let me get those cards from you. Yeah, I know, right?
Did you do that on purpose?
I did. That's got your name on it, right?
It's your deck. This is my
okay,
deck.
Okay. I'm
know,
not even joking.
I know.
About, Todd. So I just cut the deck of cards, just random.
Yeah,
and he, the card
and your too. Name showed
right,
up on it.
Did.
Oh, they're all like that.
Right. No, except for some of them are like that.
Yeah. Okay.
What the hell?
Time.
Right? I know.
7 minutes.
All right. So here, I'll give you a different deck. There you go. All right. Sorry, I gave him a marked deck. Technically. That's
wow.
So funny.
Okay.
All right. So here's what we're gonna do. I want you to make 2 small piles, and they both need to have the same amount in each pile. So let's say less than 10. So make 2 piles of like 3, or 2 piles of 6, or 2 piles of 4, or whatever you want. Don't tell me. You don't have to tell me what your pile. How many are in your pile?
Yeah.
Just make 2 piles so they're the same in both piles. So if you have 4, make 2 piles of 4. If you have 6, 2 piles of 6. And then I need you to keep the rest of the cards in your hand, all right? So the discard pile stays in your hand.
All right.
Now, I need you to take one of those piles and push it away from you, okay? That's the away pile. Then the toward you pile is going to be the one you pick up. Now, take the rest of the discard pile in your hand here. You got it in your hand there. There you go. Pick up that small pile and look at the bottom card. The little small, no, the small pile in front of you there, John. There you
sorry.
Go. Look at the bottom card, memorize it.
All right.
You got it memorized?
Yes.
Now add that little stack back to the top of the discard pile, to the rest of the card, right on top. Now grab the whole deck, just like that, and put down 5 cards face down, one on top of each other. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like that. And did you remember your card now?
Yes.
We're going back to that. Okay. Now put down 3 more cards, actually. 1, 2, 3.
On top of that pile?
Yeah, right on top, right on top. You know what? Let's go 3 more. 1, 2, 3. 3 more. Okay. That should be good. Let's pick up that pile now and put them on top of the discard pile. Pick them all up, put them on top of there. And now you've got the pushed pile out in front of you. Grab those 2 and put them right on top of the discard pile.
Do what?
The pile that you pushed away. Put those right on top of the pile.
Got it.
There you go.
Okay.
Now I need you to spell some stuff, right? We're going to spell what with cards. So W-H-A-T. You can flip these up if you want. Doesn't matter. W-H-A-T. Spell that word with cards. 1 letter per card. So W-H-A-T, as you flip the cards, you get 1 letter per card. Okay? And then the.
Wait a minute. How many cards? 4 or 5?
4. Yep, 4. W-H-A-T, okay. Right? And then the word the. So T-H-E. T-H-E.
Okay.
And then the word heck. We're going to keep this clean, right? So H-E-C-K. Okay?
Okay.
What the heck? Now, all those 3 words spell a sentence, and I want you to say that sentence and then flip over the next card. Okay? You ready? Say the sentence. What the heck? And now flip over the next card.
Yeah.
It's your card.
It is. Todd?
Yep.
What the heck?
Keep it clean.
You know what I noticed on these Gizmo?
Yeah.
Is you have to explain more than once because of Mino.
Yeah,
you're just not very good at taking direction, which I knew, but
no,
holy cow.
Sometimes you need to be clear, you know.
So for anybody playing at home,
call us in Texas. Let us know if this worked for you. All right.
Right.
What the heck? Was it your card when you said what the heck?
Yeah, thank you.
It was.
Gizmo.
All right.
You never fail to shock us. And again, it's magic or
it
whatever
is.
You want to call it.
Yep.
But seeing it so up close and personal has a whole different element to it.
Yeah.
It just does.
I agree.
You're not
it.
Shy about just walking up to someone and
nope.
saying, do you have a dollar?
Yep.
You do that a lot.
Oh, my God.
And,
son's graduation party, that was so fun that day with you.
You know, I've had people come up to me after an event and say, you know, I'm usually, you know, introverted and I'm shy, and people notice that about me. And you walked right up to me and started doing that, and I love that, you know? And I'm like, hey, you're welcome. You know?
Got a text here. This guy was next to my golf ball at Brown County Golf Course last fall. William, look at the size of that snapping turtle.
Yeah. He looks delicious.
How do you know it's a snapping turtle?
Because the tail.
Oh. Yeah.
And the head, actually.
They have a specific look, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. They are just mean, vicious animals.
They are. There were back in the day, there were snapping tunnel snapping turtle hunters that would go into the swamps and just reach in with their hand.
I've seen that.
Yeah. Wow. But, you know, if you know.
What's that called? There's a term for that.
Remember?
Stupid?
Yeah, well, there you go. That's it.
No. But it's these rednecks down yeah. to like Louisiana.
And they reach in and they grab
stuff.
Them up by the tail.
Todd, you would know. Rednecks. What are those guys called?
Like those alligator guys?
And a lot of it is though.
Yeah. But they're but like turtles and stuff.
To be
in
fair,
like Louisiana,
though.
Mississippi, where they'll just be yeah. in those.
To be fair,
and
though,
they put their hands on
those, like when you those, said you saw one in the mud, they do bury in the mud, so they just feel for the shell and then they go for the tail. But sometimes they don't go the right direction and they get.
Wow.
Maybe they're wearing those like metal those gloves that are you know
Kevlar. No, yeah. no, I seen them barehanded, man.
Yeah, I've
it's
seen
crazy.
Them
yeah. yeah.
Wow.
But Kevlar would be a good idea. But I think they can bite through Kevlar. I don't think Kevlar
really?
Protects you from a bite. I think
they're it, a it snapping can, turtles. The amount of pressure is like mind boggling.
Yeah.
How much
and
they
never
bring.
Let go.
Right, with their jaws. It's unbelievable.
And your dad made you yeah. catch them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, I'd love to go into detail how to clean one, but it gets kind of gross.
Yeah, no.
Did you get bit?
It's never? Family show. Family huh? show.
Did you ever get bit?
No.
Nope.
Huh? Never got bit.
Oh. Wow.
But my dad was very cautious. He gave us everything to look for, everything to watch out for, and everything to be careful of, you know, because there's just certain things you just have to do or you're... Right. Probably gonna
wow.
get that.
Gizmo, we got another minute. What else is going on in your life? I mean, you're an entertainer, obviously with your magic. Can people book you for special
you know,
events?
Summer is coming. There's
yes.
always a lot of summer events. You
yes.
can find me at themagicofgizmo.com. I'm always
the magic of Gizmo.
I like that.
And you know, I do sort of if you see me in public, and I tell people this all the time because some people see me and they're like, oh, they're, I don't want to bug them, but that's totally okay.
Yeah.
If you see me and you, hey man, can you show my friend or my kid or whoever magic? Absolutely, I always yeah. carry magic with me.
You have $5 on you.
You taught some kid at that pizza party.
Yeah, I showed him a little trick.
He. Like that just made his, I think that made
oh, yeah.
his life.
Against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Summer's almost here. We're talking water safety on the river and lakes with Warden Darren Kuhn and safety in our parks and pools with Director Ann Miller.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1. If you missed part of the show or want to share it with a friend, catch every episode of Mino and the Mayor on your schedule. Listen now at civicmedia.us or find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's easy to take Mino and the Mayor wherever you go. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Gizmo for blowing our minds once again, coming in here and doing magic tricks in front of you. And Kalen Cole is our very special guest for our music series. And he did it to you too, didn't he?
He blew my mind. Yeah. It was insane. I was watching him the whole time.
I know. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
That's so weird to be a foot and a half away from him and watching him do magic.
And I'm watching his sleeves too and everything.
Right. Well, he rolled up his sleeves. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what he does. He's very good.
It's so great to have you back.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I'm glad to be back. This is my first time with y'all, though.
So. You know, I got to tell you something, though, and Amanda does a wonderful job at lining up our guests. We talk about this. There is really great talent in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah,
I mean, you're one of those. I know you're from Portage and everything. You go to Nashville and the whole thing. But is that, though, Joe? Yeah. Jim, we talk about that. I don't know if it's the schools or the teachers, but, man, we get some great talent.
It's hard work that is driven into us when we were kids.
But that is true.
Well,
if you want to make it with what you do,
yeah,
there is no other substitute than the hard grind, is there?
Yeah, that's true.
And I think, you know, blessing and curse, the sports overshadows sometimes the musical talent, you know. Theater, the visual arts, just really the paintings, the dance, and
all the
obviously,
creative,
the whole creative side. But, you know, I want to give the community, Appleton, Oshkosh, I mean, there's just more venues now than there used to be,
yeah.
which just helps people like you. Like, even your you're performing this Sunday, and that venue didn't exist at one time, right? Now it does. So you start with these smaller places, and you can really, it's not like a bar and then Lambeau Field. You know, we've got so many steps that you can make on the way up there.
Yeah,
so
which is great. I mean, even the theater right downtown.
Right.
Right. I've had a couple friends that have played there before.
Right.
That's a phenomenal place. And there's another one across the street, the Tarleton.
200. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Which is old. It was exactly the same. When I moved to Green Bay, I went to movies at both of those places.
Right, yeah. Right.
And now I want to play at both.
Yeah, they're great. You
know, and that Tarleton is really good about getting people that are just getting started. And he's even got something, even a little smaller venue, maybe 75 people, 100 people. And then you go there and...
Yeah, work your way
people,
up.
Right, and the Widener 2000, and you keep, there's just a lot of places. And I think that's great. Yeah. And that's just Green Bay. I mean, Appleton has they really lean into music down there.
Yeah. Oshkosh.
Music's a funny thing because you could be a second tier artist on top of, like, you know, the big names, one right below that per se. But you could be playing in a sold out place of 4,000, 5,000 people, mm-hmm. like the Rave in Milwaukee or something like that, and then be playing a small little 25 person bar the next day.
Yeah.
The music industry very much so humbles you. But I'm glad for that.
And by the way, it's a very cool tattoo you have on your wrist.
Thank you.
What is that?
This one or this one?
Oh, I saw the one underneath.
Well, this is just a heart with a bass clef and a treble clef.
That's cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into music did you get here? I mean, go ahead.
Yeah.
Give us your story.
I'm a very extroverted person. I feel like majority of the music industry is. But I used to, I was in choir. I was in theater when I was a child. I have a lot of my choir teachers to thank just for, like, believing in me and, you know, really
honing in on
everything.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm going to tell you something, and Jim and I talk about this all the time. And it's one thing I give Jim credit for. He always asks about that. Where was that spark? And so often it was a teacher at a young age that gave those kids that spark.
Your parents believed in you, but it's not the same. You know, sometimes you need that outsider to say, you know what, you've really got talent. It's like, and then you come home, my teacher said, I really got talent. It's like, well, honey, we've been telling you that for years.
Yeah.
But you hear it from that outside.
Well, I mean, parents are sometimes biased.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah, we are.
And so my parents, when I was younger, my dad has a brother, and he was a musician in his college age,
cool.
early 20s. And so I thought he was, you know, everything when I was younger. I thought he was, like, God almost.
Right.
And I was like, I want to be like a rock and roll person just like you. And it was so fun. And so he is my main influence. I was around 3 or 4 years old when I was around him majority of the time.
That.
Yeah.
And that's where you got the spark.
Yeah. And so my dad was also a DJ too. And so he had.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
It was a station near, I believe, La Crosse.
Okay.
Because he did it in his college years.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So he had, like, all of these CDs though, because, you know, back then you didn't have Spotify or whatever. Right. And so he would bring in a new TV
Jim,
a new CD.
What is Spotify?
He would bring in a new CD like almost every week, and it was either like Sean Paul, Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley. So I had grow up on those kinds of songs, and I just was singing lyrics that I didn't even really know what meant at the time. But further on, I started doing karaoke competitions, and that's when my parents were like, are we biased, or is she actually like, does she have something?
Oh, yeah.
And I was, you know, taking first or third place in karaoke competitions, and I was the youngest, and the second youngest was mid-30s. So I was 11.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got just text here. Kaylin Cole / Known Vandals collab Trent Magic.
Oh, I don't know who Trent
is. Oh, we had
them
in here yesterday.
Really?
See,
okay.
It's a t-shirt, very close t-shirt. They've done the theme. They wrote the theme for the NFL draft.
Wiscanthem.
That's so Wiscanthem. Awesome.
Yep. Yeah.
They want to collab with you.
That is amazing.
They're listening to you right now.
I would love to.
And they're a lot of fun.
Yes, please.
Very creative. Right.
Message me on Instagram at Kaylin Cole. I would love to.
What's Instagram?
Instagram. And it's K-O-L-E.
Yes, K-O-L-E. I tried to make it easy for people, you know, alliteration.
And these guys are great. I mean, if they want to team up with you, you'd really like these
That's
guys.
That's so awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard of Frankie Moscato?
Yes.
Yeah, I love Frankie. She's a good friend of mine.
Oh,
and
kidding.
I text her occasionally, and she's up here. She, you know, does the anthem for the Packers all
Get
the
her
time.
In here.
She's amazing. I'll have to text her. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So you're 11 years old. You're cleaning up. Your parents are telling you that, and you're like, eh.
Yeah.
So your uncle came back into your life and said, you
really get, well, he's always been around, but I actually lived with my grandparents for like a little bit over a year because we just had to sell our house in La Crosse and we moved back to Portage. And so, you know, my parents were working a lot, so my grandparents kind of took care of me just for like a year. But at the time, my uncle was also living there too because he was, you know, mid-20s. And so we spent a lot of time together. And I've got pictures of me with hot pink eyeshadow on, awesome. With his drumsticks in my hand behind his drum set. And I just, I loved making noise, I guess, as a kid, as most kids do. But that just throughout school and then karaoke competitions, and then they turned into talent competitions. And then this one talent competition was in Black River Falls, and on the panel of the judges was somebody from Nashville. And I was 15, and he came up to me, and he was like, have you ever heard of Nashville, Tennessee? And this was 2016. I was like, now? Where's that? And so that summer, my parents and I took a trip down, and I fell in love. And I wanted to go to Belmont. Belmont's too expensive, so I didn't go to college.
They've got a very good basketball program.
Yeah.
Belmont does.
Yeah. I love the students that are there, too. I mean, I write with some of them here and there, but...
Wow.
I just didn't take the college route because college will always be there. Opportunities will not always be there. So I'd much rather use that to my advantage. Awesome. So, yeah.
If you could change places with somebody in the music business, who would it be? Who's like your favorite? Who do you like look at and say, I'm going to do this?
I love Chris Stapleton because I love him, his heart. I love how humble he is. I love just the way that he... does his music and can tour, but also the paparazzi or whatever is just not always breathing down his neck. I love that.
That's all I listen to on my Sirius or whatever I got in my car now is the Chris Stapleton Network.
I love him.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, he's awesome.
So in Nashville, did you then play on Broadway? Did you go to some of those bars? And
Yeah,
that's always fun to see the talent.
Okay, hang on. Todd's interrupting us. He says... Let her play.
Let's play something. Okay. All right, we'll come back with that.
Stop talking and let her play.
Wouldn't that be funny if I like just sucked and you guys were like, ooh, this is awkward?
I got another question.
Yeah, that would be. Kaylin Cole, bring it on, young lady.
Sounds good. This song is going to be out in the fall. I'm currently in the studio right now. This one's called Goner. I wrote this with Marla Cannon Goodman and Lexi Liu.
I guarantee she's got a suitcase tucked up underneath her bed frame. One look inside would be a dead giveaway, 'cause she's always ready to run, ready to jump, ready for the getaway. She's a take what you want her. You wanna hear, you're just a pawn in her game. Oh, 'cause she's on a whole nother level. You're dancing around with the devil. They leave her a loner, nobody gonna own her. She ain't a hanger on her. No, that girl's a goner. Gone, gone, goner. Gone, 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 goner. Gone, 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 goner. I guarantee she's got a full tank a pawn in her game. Cause she's on a whole nother level. You're dancing around with the devil. Then leave her alone, her. Nobody gonna own her. She ain't a hanger on her. Nah, that girl's a goner. Yeah. That girl's a goner. Long gone, goner. She's a true. So longer, nobody knows, nobody knows what haunts her. She's a take what you want her. She's got a silver tongue on her, whispered in your ear and telling you what you wanna hear. You're just a pawn in her game, cause she's on a whole nother level. You're dancing around with the devil, then leave her alone. Gonna own her, she ain't a hanger on her. Nah, that goes a goner. Yeah, yeah, that goes a goner. Long gone, goner. Long gone, 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 goner. Long gone, 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 goner. Long gone, 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 goner.
Wow, that's great. Feeling cool.
Okay, you know what? You're one of those people. You probably weigh 110 pounds, and you got this voice that's like so strong.
Thank you.
That is so cool. Kaylin Cole back with more right after.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers. Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
As a corpsman, you had to deal with a lot of difficult things. There was one time we brought this poor...
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Committee vice chair says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Alba Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the...
Hey, welcome back. Mind with the Mayor with our music series. And man, do we have a talented young musician here. Kaylin Cole got a text right here. Wow, she is amazing. Now that is talent. What a great guest.
That's really nice of them. Oh, I love that.
Again, though, what a great... You were just telling us during the break, though, what a tough business, huh?
It's a business, you know?
Wow.
It's so much more than the music, you know? It really is, so...
And that's... kind of life, and you're learning that, you know, it is, you don't have an agent,
no.
you're not part of a band that has a business manager,
no,
it's you.
I actually, so I do a variety of acts. I mainly do solo because it's easy logistically to go and travel and also stay, and it's a lot cheaper and financially a better option to do solo stuff, but I love bringing my friends on the road. I actually had Lexi Liu here last time with me. At the station, but I also have a band that'll come up here too.
Okay,
so we're gonna be up here in July and August.
And tell us about your album.
Yeah, so to be honest, I don't know what the album's called yet, but I have all the songs, and I'm just getting ready to do a lot of promotion on the back end and release it in the fall.
How can we find your music?
You can find it anywhere. Okay. You can ask Alexa to play it. Sometimes if she's in the right mood, she'll play it for you.
Okay. She can be such a wench sometimes.
I
yell at her all the time.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, shut up.
I know, right?
But it's just Kaylin and Kole. That's my artist name. That's my socials, everything. So you can find me YouTube, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify.
Todd, Todd, tell me what your text.
Ask her.
What's it like to busk?
Busking. That's so funny because somebody told me that I should do that more.
What is that? What's busking?
Busking is basically standing out on the side of the sidewalk just with opening your guitar case for tips and just kind of singing to the people that'll listen.
Do you ever do that?
I actually have never done that, and that's kind of on my bucket list. So maybe I should do that during the draft.
You know what?
Yeah.
100,000 people walking by.
Think about this. Yeah. You've got all these people lining up for the bus down here.
Absolutely.
You could probably set up right outside the studio.
Right outside of Hagemeister's right here.
Good old Hagemeister's.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, that breakfast spot right there, though, so good.
It is.
Creamery?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been there twice. Mm-hmm. So good.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that's legit that you could do that. But that would be a good idea.
Yeah, I was like, what are the ordinances? I don't want to get arrested.
I've never seen that in Green Bay. Have you?
I'm wondering.
I wonder if that's the reason.
I hope that's
okay. Because when he was mayor, he would make sure he got a cut somehow.
Well, we can work that out.
That's so funny.
I think it would be nice
do
to
a
do
Google
that.
Search.
There would be two reasons to do that. One is, so people can put in, 5s, 10s, 20s, but hopefully somebody would walk by that would say, wow, throw in his business card or something.
Yeah,
or ask for yours.
That'd
would be
so
better,
cool. Yeah.
But this would be an opportunity because we have people in here from, all over.
Yeah, that's so
Not
true.
Not that people in Green Bay.
And guys, don't hit on her because she's wearing a $10,000 diamond ring.
No.
She told me, you got to hear this story.
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell that. I said, wow, beautiful ring.
Yeah, he walked in and I was tuning my guitar and he was like, oh, beautiful ring. And I was like, thanks, it's fake. And, I found it at a thrift shop and I was like, it looks kind of like an engagement ring.
There you go.
But
to keep the drunk guys in bars away.
Keep
right?
him at bay. Keep him at bay.
Yeah. Right.
Do you have something else you want to play for us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We hear some art.
I could play a song that's out.
Okay, this has been a huge week in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yes, and
all points around. And we want you to close out our week for us on one of the biggest weeks we've ever had in Green Bay.
That is so sweet.
You are awesome. Kaylin Cole, K-O-L-E. Look her up, ladies and gentlemen.
Please.
Do your thing.
Sounds good.
It's awesome having you here.
Oh, and I'll also be at Black Saddle at
Sunday.
3 to 6 p.m. on Sunday if y'all want to meet me in person.
All right.
We all will do that.
Sounds good.
You think you're the life of the party, got a cup of Bacardi, slowly making your rounds. Try to make something happen, get a drunk girl to dance with, so you can take her back to your house. Well, you think you're smooth, bending the truth, but there's so much that you lack. You ain't Jack, 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 hope you never come. Me heaven, all I'd get is a lesson, like a fire that will leave me burnt. Yeah, you think you got it all, can make any girl fall. Boy, you're so wrong. You ain't Jack, Jack, Jack. Hope you never come back, back, back. Cause you leave me broken, wondering, wanting the answers I couldn't.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.